From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States says it carried out a raid on Islamic State fighters in eastern Syria, focusing on IS leadership. A Pentagon spokesman says the operation in Deir ez-Zor province was carried out by a U.S. Special Forces unit. He said a lot of intelligence was gathered during the operation. The spokesman said reports that 25 Islamic State fighters were killed in the operation are exaggerated. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said Monday that his government opposes any contact between Taiwanese leaders and U.S. officials. The statement comes a day after Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen met with U.S. Senator Ted Cruz and Texas Governor Greg Abbott. The meeting happened in Houston, where Ms. Tsai stopped on her way to Central America. Cruz said the substance of the talks included boosting economic cooperation. He said increased access to Taiwan would help farmers, ranchers, and small business owners in his state. A Pentagon spokesman says a U.S. Navy ship fired three warning shots at Iranian boats near the Strait of Hormuz on Sunday. Four Revolutionary Guard attack vessels moved at a very high rate of speed toward the USS Mahan in the Strait of Hormuz, ignoring U.S. warnings. When the Iranian boats did not respond to requests to slow down, the Mahan fired shots with a 50-caliber machine gun. The Iranians then stopped. The Navy destroyer was escorting two other ships at the time of the incident. The Iraqi war veteran held in the fatal shooting of five people inside Fort Lauderdale's airport answered questions in a clear voice Monday in court. This is VOA News. Russia and the Philippines are considering joint naval exercises. Russia sent a destroyer and a naval oil tanker to a port in Manila last week for a five-day goodwill visit, and the two sides are looking to expand defense cooperation. Some observers expect Russia to offer military sales, goods for commerce, as well as the Philippine goals of improving defense. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has said since taking office in June, he wants to be less dependent on the United States and have deeper relations with China, Japan, and Russia. Mr. Duterte visited China and Japan in October, winning nods from both to provide aid and investment. The Kremlin is denouncing as baseless and amateurish U.S. intelligence claims that it meddled in the U.S. presidential election to help Donald Trump. A Kremlin spokesman called the accusations baseless. His comments were the Kremlin's first since the U.S. intelligence community said Friday it had high confidence that Russian President Vladimir Putin personally ordered a campaign to undermine the presidential electoral process in the United States. Secretary of State John Kerry vowed Monday to continue speaking out on climate change issues. He spoke to the students and faculty of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. He touted what he regarded as one of the Obama administration's top accomplishments, the Paris Climate Change Agreement. The Paris Agreement sets out a global action plan to put the world on track to avoid dangerous climate change by limiting global warming to well below 2 degrees Celsius. On Monday, President Obama launched a new defense on emission curbs. He wrote in the journal Science that reducing greenhouse gases by adopting clean energy technology can boost efficiency, productivity, and innovation. The U.S. commander of international forces in Afghanistan undertook a rare trip to neighboring Pakistan's North Waziristan border district. The region until recently was considered the epicenter of global terrorism. The Pakistan military said Monday its local commanders briefed General John Nicholson of NATO's Resolute Support Mission on counterterrorism operations. They also discussed the post-conflict social development underway in the area near the Afghan border. South Korean officials say they believe the North's latest threat to test an intercontinental missile is intended to set the stage for future relations with the incoming administration of President-elect Donald Trump. By maintaining its position, it intends to change the attitude in the U.S., according to reports.
That's the latest world news from VOA.